Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
During my 2 days down in Washington, you'll recall I was out of here for a while.
In the midst
of the political crisis created by that special Senate race up in Massachusetts, and there were all kinds of typical briefings and meetings on the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, it was the relief effort in Haiti that had the highest profile at the White House. Government agencies from Health and Human Services to USAID to the Pentagon were rapidly mobilizing. And it's estimated there are close to 16,000 U.S. troops there right now as part of the effort. In part two of our interview with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, we talked about the challenges in Haiti, and especially in opening up that logjam at the damaged airport in Port-au-Prince.
Well, when we went in there initially, we really brought the enabling capability to make the airport 24/7 capable. Since that time, we've worked very hard with the Haitian government to essentially put ourselves in a position to run the airport. And we've increased the throughput several-fold. I just actually literally got off the phone with General Frazier, who's the commander at Southcom. He went down there yesterday, and one of the first things he mentioned was what a tremendous operation the airport is in terms of what it's doing right now. And as the principal place to get stuff into Haiti initially, the only place we could do that, that's been really important.
How much has that impressive throughput and increase of capacity there at the airport due to the forces really having to hold territory and control that airport because, of course, the tower was damaged?
Well, it wasn't really tied to holding territory per se. Certainly, security there has been important, but I've received no input that there's been any kind of incidents in the vicinity of the airport or any kind of serious incidents at all. So what was really key was getting in there and enabling it. And we knew this right away as rapidly as we could. What the challenge has been, because it has been the principal place where all the relief comes in, has been prioritizing it. And then after the prioritization and arrival, is distributing it, which is where we are right now in the overall task.
How does what appears to be U.S. control of the airport at Port-au-Prince conflate with the idea that the Haitians are in control of their own destiny right now? We've heard reports that the police are essentially AWOL in a lot of the urban areas and that the responsibility of the government is very, very difficult to discern right now.
Well, we've worked with the Haitian leadership from the beginning. I mean, we are there in support of the Haitian leadership. Overall, the UN in terms of the relief efforts and in particular the UN security forces supporting them from a security standpoint. But our main effort, our main focus, main goal is to provide this relief and provide security for the relief effort. So as we've approached this and recognize we're a big footprint, and I understand all that, the intent is from, and certainly from the military standpoint, the intent is to focus on this kind of assistance in support of these organizations, including the Haitian government, to relieve the really destitute situation in so many places as rapidly as we can. We also, the U.S. military is not the lead, even in our own country. It's USAID, so we're working very closely in support of USAID as well.
That's Admiral Michael Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I spoke with him Wednesday at the Pentagon, and we went on to discuss the capabilities of the Haitian government, a tough situation for that government in this time of critical need.
I'm not aware of the impact that the difficulties the Haitian government has had in standing up. I mean, and it was in great part decapitated by this. They lost a lot of senior people. They also lost a lot of ministries. So it's in its own way trying to stand back up as well. So I haven't seen them impeding progress here. We certainly are in touch with them about what's going on. And again, there's a big international medical effort right now. And as literally as we speak, a little more than a week after the earthquake. While we still have a long way to go with food, a long way to go with water, a great emphasis right now is being placed on getting the medical help out there. The United States Navy ship Comfort showed up today that has a capacity for 1,000 beds, and we hope that that will assist. There's been an offer of another hospital ship as well. So, but there are clear challenges, significant challenges that remain on the medical side that we're really trying to break through.
You know, we've talked with lots and lots of patients over the last week or more, and to a person, they tell us, we don't trust the Haitian government. We don't know who to trust inside Haiti for the relief that we need and for our faith in the future of our country.
Right.
Can you tell the Haitian people at this point, at this stage of the relief operation, who they can trust?
Well, I have great confidence in the leadership of the United Nations, the senior representatives that are there. I have great confidence in certainly the leadership in USAID and our military leadership and other leaders from many other countries. We are, as I indicated, we are there working very closely to support the Haitian government. And they are a very important part of all this. Again, they've been very badly, almost decapitated. And so I think it's, you know, it's going to take them a while to stand back up. What I'd say to the Haitian people is there is no one that I know from their government through all the support agencies, including those from America and many countries around the world, that don't want to do anything else than help them. Certainly in the near term, get this relief done, ease this burden, which has been so tough on them because of this tragedy. All of us, there isn't a moment in any of this that myself and many others don't think about all of the people who've died in this and just the epic tragedy that this is, and we want to try to relieve that. And I know everyone, including the Haitian government leadership, wants to do that as well.
Hopes and challenges in the Haitian relief effort. That was Admiral Michael Mullen, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, speaking with me at the Pentagon this week. You can see a video of our entire interview on the website. Takeaway.org.